The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
Good, the bad or ugly today?
It's bad and ugly. I tell you what. It's social media, you know, where everyone's
It's going to be the end of our species, social media.
It really is. I have something of a love-hate relationship with social media. While I can understand its place and its merit, I'm not a fan of puerile content that makes its way onto my timeline.
Oh, so you didn't like my socks this morning on Facebook?
No, I didn't. People malign each other on social media all the time. For example, some random woman parks a car badly in a shopping mall. The next thing, it's all over social media. And even I've been known to do this, but only when the offender is in a parking space for a disabled person, right? When they shouldn't be. It happens every day, this constant malignance. It's never ending. I also find that people are constantly attacking others personally on social media. And more often than not.
And it happens almost immediately.
100%. And they're people they haven't actually met in real life. But what really irritates me is that people often don't read past the headline of a post. Mostly because they're on data-free mode. But that's another topic altogether. I've seen it so often. Somebody will post a link to an article and someone will say, I haven't read the article because I'm on data-free mode. Can you please post in the comment section? But the fact is, most people will simply comment on the headline without reading the article and finding out exactly what it is about. I've often put up articles.
And this, can I just say, this is what the real fake news, not what Trump says. But this is what the real fake news peddlers do, is they get those clickbaity headlines, and then it gets enough reach, and then the algorithm kicks in, and then everyone sees that. Everyone sees the outrage. No one read the first story.
100%. And you know, I've often put up articles or a blog post where people just read the headline and rapidly comment in essays on the subject. They haven't even bothered reading. And in the end, they look like complete fools because often their diatribe is misplaced.
Yeah.
In my experience, people are just too lazy to read and understand things anymore. And these same lazy people that won't read and educate themselves on topics being written feel like they have a right to an opinion on everything. And they will just type furiously, albeit ignorantly. You know, I've always encouraged people to have an opinion on things.
Sure.
But that opinion needs to be an informed one. For me, there are some incredibly ignorant people out there who feel that they must express their opinion on social media no matter what, even if they don't know the truth about the facts around something.
And I find on social media, the less informed, the louder.
Yes, 100%. And I understand that we live in a world where our lives has been reduced to 140 characters, but don't expect to contribute meaningfully on topics that need little more expounding and understanding by just reading a headline. And we often see how badly this can go wrong. But I have to tell you, I've got two examples where it kind of backfired on people.
Really?
And coming up, I'll tell you about those.
More with Terence Blaine, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, coming up.
The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
So, you know, if you've ever been on social media, you'll understand that the comment section is just the hunting ground of the ignorant, the angry, and the opinionated, and the misinformed. And there's nothing you can do about it. Pandora's box has been opened. And there's some news that came out yesterday. Terence, you might like this. Looks like shareholders want to remove Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook as the chairman.
Or
chairperson. Yeah. Well, there's news. That's the latest news. So there might be some big changes coming to Facebook. I think there should be, like, if you've made, like, you get a number. If you've made, like, it's like, you know, like your driver's license.
Yes.
You get points taken off.
Yeah.
And I think when you've been, like, completely ignorant or triggered or troll-worthy on a social media and irresponsible, 100%. You should, like a red mark.
Yes.
Should come next to your name. So people always take you with a pinch of salt.
I agree. You know, the fact is, it's extremely irresponsible to just shoot your mouth on something based solely on a headline. You remember, we were talking about this last week. People were left embarrassed when someone posted an article or something like, there's proof that vaccinations cause autism. Mm. And in the comment section, there was all this furious debate going on.
But if
around
they just
it,
opened the link,
on the link,
the big banner just, it was just an image that said, there is no proof.
There's no proof, yeah. And so people left him, if they actually bothered to click and read that, you know, they.
All they had to do, in actual fact, didn't even have to read. Once you click it once, it opens to a GIF, a meme, a picture. There's no reading necessary, except for the one line.
But did you see all the comments?
Yes.
There was just hundreds of
them. So you hadn't even clicked.
In a related incident, an American entertainment blogger posted an article with a headline accusing some or other big name celebrity of getting divorced because he cheated on his wife. Mm. And readers went mad in the comment section, you know, opining about what could have happened and who he cheated with. And they too were left embarrassed when someone actually clicked on the article, only to find a note said something like, you should really interrogate facts before commenting on subjects you know nothing
or
about.
If you'd opened it, you would have seen that the celebrity accused his wife on cheating on Netflix. So watching the Netflix without him.
Yes.
But it's
something,
but you hadn't clicked.
Something like that.
You were misinformed. And so, triggered without reason.
So for me, you shouldn't have opinions on things you know nothing about. Rather, if you don't understand something, ask a question, as opposed to having a misinformed opinion. If you see something that is so provocative and it upsets you, and you don't have enough information about it, ask a question, something like, please, can you help me understand this better? Mm-hmm. Or is there somebody out there that knows something about this and could help me be more informed? Better yet, in the time it takes you to write your ignorant comment, read the piece and educate yourself on what is being spoken about. You don't have to agree with everything someone says. Mm. But if you're going to proffer an opinion, at least back it with fact and information.
Now, this is where I'm going to show you where the impediment to that logic is.
Yeah.
Is because the social media, Facebook is as guilty as this as any of the others, is not about learning or engaging or sharing. That comment that is given, they're looking for the most likes.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for the most incendiary remark. Yeah. I'm looking for the most controversial remark.
Yeah.
Because people will like me. They'll like that comment, which means they like me, which means it validates me.
Yeah.
The more nasty you are, the more incendiary your statement, the more support you get.
And is that not a terrible, terrible
It's a recipe for disaster.
You know, I don't know who these people are, but there seems to be, to me, that there are a lot of people with a lot of time out there on their hands. Why not put that time to good use? For one, you can actually read what you're commenting on. And two, let's say you're raging about litter. Why don't you use the same time it takes to write your essay and go and pick up the litter and clean your environment? Go get out of your bubble and go and do something meaningful. Step outside and do something.
Yeah, you're raging about at your previous employer because you lost your job. Go get a new job.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.
If you want to follow Terrence, at Terrence Pillay 1 on Twitter.
East Coast Breakfast.